Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Later today, the Stardust families will receive a formal apology from the state. It will be delivered by the Taoiseach 5 days after an inquest jury found that 48 young people who died in that nightclub fire were unlawfully killed. The apology will be discussed by Cabinet, along with hearing about plans to fast-track asylum applications. For more on this, we're joined by Gabia Gadafiscaitha, who's political correspondent with the Irish Independent. So, Gabia, on the Stardust apology, what are we expecting to hear from Taoiseach Simon Harris this afternoon?
So we are expecting for the Taoiseach to speak in the Dáil at around 2 o'clock, and he is going to deliver that state apology to the families of the Stardust fire tragedy. He of course met them on Saturday and he apologised to them in person. He's also been speaking on his way into Cabinet this morning. He's saying these families have been failed for over 4 decades. They looked for answers for over 4 decades, and their families who have been at the gates of government buildings which were shut to them and governments were not listening to them. He also will speak about the issue at Cabinet with his ministers. He's saying that there will be plans drawn up to commemorate the Stardust disaster, and he will ask Justice Minister Helen McEntee and other ministers to report back on the implementation of the inquest jury's recommendations. The Department of An Taoiseach will be tasked with preparing plans to appropriately commemorate the disaster, and that will be done in consultation with families.
Okay, and that state apology is happening today at 2 o'clock. Now, at the Cabinet meeting this morning, they're also going to discuss the tightening of immigration rules. So what's on the agenda in that regard?
Yes, so it's part of Helen McEntee's plans to tighten up states' immigration rules, because obviously there's record numbers of people coming into the state. So what the changes that will kick in today, it'll mean that Nigerian asylum seekers will be fast-tracked and have their cases decided within 90 days. If your listeners are asking, well, why Nigeria? That's because the state has seen the highest amount of international protection applicants coming here from Nigeria over the last 3 months. So the government will review every 3 months to see where there's the most applications coming in from, and then that country, the applications from that country will be fast-tracked. And this is in line with the International Protections Act, a government source said yesterday. I suppose certainly the understanding within the Department of Justice is that ever since a number of countries have been deemed as safe, the applications for international protection from those countries has fallen significantly. And we know that the minister is looking at, I think, up to an additional 8 countries that may be added on to that safe country list.
Okay, now the other issue for the Taoiseach at the moment is scoliosis. And we know that Simon Harris promised when he was Minister for Health in 2017 that this 4-month wait target for scoliosis treatment would be met. We've just heard on the programme about Liam Dennehy, who's 13 and has been waiting for surgery. Now, we had the Taoiseach on the show yesterday, Gabia, and let's just listen to what he had to say about the 4-month target wait promise that he made back in 2017.
I'm very eager to address it because it's an extraordinarily important issue. It was indeed on your television programme at the time, back a number of years ago, that your programme highlighted the horrific situation that children with scoliosis and their parents were experiencing. On foot of that reveal and the general level of rightful public disgust, which I shared, I engaged with the HSE on this matter, and the HSE were very clear that they wanted to deliver a 4-month target. It wasn't a target made up by me as a politician. It was a target given to me by the Director General of the HSE based on clinical advice that no child should wait longer than 4 months. I absolutely adopted that target. What minister wouldn't? We put very significant resources into it, and I've wrestled with this. You can be quite sure I've wondered, was this the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, many times. And what I'm absolutely confident of is that the wait times for children fell, and more children got surgeries as a result of
that. But it was a HSE promise that you delivered. Having considered it, you delivered it, but the HSE told you that this was doable.
Yeah, but absolutely. But that's not to take away. I take ownership of this. That's not to pass the book. I'm just giving you the context. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you the context. I said it. There's no two ways about that.
Right, that's Simon Harris speaking yesterday. So, Gabia, that promise he made in 2017, it really has followed him since he made it. And particularly now, it's in the headlines since he took over as Taoiseach.
Yes, and I think it's interesting to hear him even admit, you know, he's saying, I wondered, was this the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? Certainly that promise of those 4 months has come back to haunt him. He made that commitment in 2017. And when, especially when we hear, I think it was the very first issue that Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald brought up at Harris's first leader's questions as Taoiseach, you know, it's this issue of scoliosis and spinal surgeries. And especially when those human interest stories, those devastating case studies are laid bare of children who perhaps had, you know, a couple of months window where they needed to get their surgery, they didn't get it, and now they're at a stage where, you know, they're inoperable. It's very difficult for government to defend that.
All right. Well, Gabia, thank you for bringing us through all of that. Gabia Gadafiscaithe, their political correspondent with the Irish Independent. Back after this break.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.